Actually, I was working in Bristol, England, for Aardman Animations, and a man I befriended by the name of Mikey Cash, who is actually the co-director on this, came to my apartment and gave me a cassette tape that he'd put together, a compilation of music that had to do with food. And this one particular song called Some Days There Ain't No Fish, performed by Hoagy Carmichael and written by other authors, really stuck out in my mind. And about the same time, there had been a pretty nasty oil spill in the Shetland Islands, north in North England. And somehow those ideas came together for me. And, sometimes you have to put stuff in a notebook and pull it out later on when it's appropriate. And that's basically what happened. But it was 20 years later.
I didn't want to give too much away, but since you mentioned Hoagy Carmichael in the music, it has a light, almost whimsical feel to the music, but yet you're delivering a pretty sobering message.
Animation is a very powerful tool for delivering great messages. It can lure you in, and you get totally involved, and this is great. And then all of a sudden, you realize there's something being told to you. And that was one of the things that attracted me to animation, is luring people in and delivering a message. And so the song is very easy-go-lucky. The seals have this kind of upbeat, swinging quality to them. They're kind of sweet-looking. It looks like it's really made for kids. And then as you get deeper into the film, you realize the reason there ain't no fish is because what's been happening to our oceans. It's a sort of a background story that comes forward quite clearly in the end.
It does. It evokes emotion. It did for me.
Yeah,
And the
great.
tone really changes towards the end,
Yeah, it
too.
does. It's a bit dark, actually.
Is that the reaction you get from a lot of people who've seen it?
Yeah, I do get that reaction. And what's interesting is this was not necessarily made for a children's audience at all. It was really made for everyone from 5 to 95. But for some reason, children's film festivals have really been picking up on it. And I'm kind of surprised, because when I go to some of these festivals, it feels like one of the darker films in the festivals, but still a very important message for our next generation in terms of the environment and being good keepers of the environment.
And it's interesting that back in the early 90s, I don't think we were hearing the term climate change, even though we had disasters like the one you referred to. And yet the film you started working on back then, it still holds up, it's still extremely relevant today, unfortunately.
That's exactly right, Beth. The interesting thing is when Mikey Cash, my partner and friend, and I put this together, we were really concentrating much more on oil spills. But as we revitalized this idea, the Fukushima event happened, things in the Gulf happened with exploding derricks, and there is a reference to that in the background in the film. There's garbage in the water. So we tried to broaden the message out a little bit more, that it's not just the oil. We were really concerned about the freighters carrying the oil, and our original message was try to encourage double hull carriers. And at the end, there are two big steel doors that come together for the end shot, and that's sort of a reference to that early idea.